Dr. Su Pingchen is a qualified practitioner of Chinese medicine. Hello, Su Ping. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, hello. Could you tell us about, I'd say there's a lot of things to talk about, but we'll start with what is Chinese medicine?
Okay, Chinese medicine and it's mainly is like acupuncture, herb, and also Pina medical massage, and also cupping, and also like a diet, Chinese diet.
Right.
The dietary.
So it's herbs as well as acupuncture, and there are other methods, isn't it?
Yes. Chinese medicine, it's acupuncture, Chinese herb, Chinese Pina medical massage.
Yes.
Chinese dietary, and also like a well-being as well, you know.
Mainly, yes.
One of the main part, it's a very important part, Chinese medicine, it's the very well-being is the very important part as well.
So what you're saying is that the Chinese medicine as such uses different types of practices, is that it?
Yes, it's
called TCM for short, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. TCM is called, it's traditional Chinese medicine.
Yes, and could you elaborate a little bit more? What is this idea about energy, you know, the yin and yang?
Okay.
Yes.
Chinese medicine, according to yin and yang, because and we understand the whole universe and for the Chinese medicine is following yin and yang theory.
Yes.
Yin yang theory, it's the we follow the yin yang theory to treat patients, to keep maintains and well-being, and to give the like herbs, and also and for yin yang theory, we give people very good dietary because we understand herb have yin yang part, our body have yin yang part, whole universe have yin yang part, and the whole diet, even vegetables, meats, all following yin yang theory.
Yes, so it's an energy, it's a vital energy, isn't it?
The energy is like, it's genuine speaking energy, but for Chinese medicine, we call the qi and
qi,
the blood.
Yes.
Qi, yeah, qi is energy.
Yes.
Qi is energy, yeah.
So this belief is that it runs throughout your body and it's always
the
on the
qi
move.
Qi is energy. It's like, see, we talk about energy. Energy is everything. Energy is positive. Energy is like is power.
Yes.
Energy is your body and your blood need power to push your blood to have circulation. So you need energy to be have like say qi. Qi is energy.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So qi is energy and it constantly changes. So the imbalance. If there is an
energy.
Imbalance, that
energy.
Means that it would be to do with yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yes.
If yin yang has to be balanced, if you have a good energy, good qi, and your yin yang is balanced, if your yin yang not balanced, and your qi will be dropping, your qi will be weak, so your energy will be weak.
Yes. Doesn't yin have some kind of properties in it, like it's hot, light, and feminine? I was looking at these yin and yang, what it was, just to edify myself. Could you speak a bit about
yang,
that?
Yin and yang, for example, if we are happy, we're very happy, that means positive.
Yeah.
Okay, when we are very happy, we have positive, and we have like energy, positive energy.
Yes.
And then once we are happy, we can promote our heart. If you are very happy and promote your heart can produce very specific hormone and to give you the and this kind of hormone to give you and to anti depression, anti cancer, this kind of hormone. So, but you have to be happy. But the happy is like say, like you're laughing, and you're very positive. You're not stressed. This is like say energy.
Yes.
This is kind of energy. It's the yang side, not inside.
Okay.
If you're inside, like you're depressed, you're very low, and you wouldn't be able to make the positive or energy to make your body keep a balance.
Right. So it's Chinese medicine is all about balance, balancing your energy levels.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So what kind of, how does it work?
How did it work? It's kind of like Chinese medicine. It's keep very important for the well-being. We always think about well-being is very first and before you got sick.
Mm.
Okay, sickness and you get a Chinese medicine to get a treatment. That's only second. For example, what is well-being? Is like we need to know and we what our body needed to. Like most people think about we are normal, we keep a very good health, we're eating very good, but they don't really know and your body how to keep a balance for the yin yang part. For example, we all drink water, but some people they don't drink enough water, and some people feel thirsty. That means their body is already need and 1% of the water. And some people feel like appetite is reduced or skin is dried. And that means they are losing 4 to 8% of the water they need to improve.
Yes.
So you don't know, if you don't know, and you just don't know and how to keep your well-being.
Hmm. So what you're saying is so that the goal of it's kind of a naturopathic medicine is to treat the the whole person.
It's the Chinese medicine. If you want to keep like say all the most sickness and the disease is came from like say yin yang not balanced from what your maintenance, what you are eating, what you drink. Except some specific kind of disease. So if you can keep a good balance for the yin yang, and you will be much better and good health away from the sickness, you know.
Okay, so you seem to have, when I was talking to you, and I remember you saying that you had a very long training procedure in China.
Oh, for myself?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah. I trained in China before I come over here because I have been here for the last 34 years, since 1985, May. So before here, I come to here, I already trained for the TCM medicine, yeah.
So what kind of training did you have in China?
I had a Western and medicine training. I had a Chinese medicine training. In China, you know.
So you have qualified as a Western medicine doctor as well
practice
as
and
Chinese.
Also and Chinese medicine practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have both in China? I mean, do they practice both?
In China, every hospital, every teaching hospital, every regional hospital, every like the area, residential district, this kind of like GPs, they all have like a TCM, traditional Chinese medicine practitioner in the hospital, in the different hospital and in the department. Even they have totally TCM hospital. Different department.
It's widespread, is it?
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yes.
You know? Because Chinese medicine has over 3,000 years history.
Yes.
But the Western medicine, it's only around maybe 200 years history, you know.
Yes, and it's coming from a long tradition, yes. Now,
from a long tradition, yeah.
What I was going to ask was, it's a vast country, China is a vast country, and do all practitioners practice the same thing, or are there differences if you came from a different province?
Yeah, they have a general practice and the TCM doctors, and they also have specialist Chinese doctors to treat a specific gynecology or surgical, or you know, some kind of doctors specific. They only treat sports injury, or treat even they can fix a break of the bones, this
yes.
kind of, you know, and
yes.
without operations,
yes.
they do.
They're bone setters, people who do
yes.
bones, yes.
Yes.
Now, when you're practicing here, is there a practicing, do you have to train here again, or do you have a license? You have to get a license to practice here?
In Ireland or in the European, most of the country, it's not regulated for Chinese medicine. But
yes.
In here, we have acupuncture association. Most graduates and from the training schools in here, they are diploma and level practitioners, and they can practice acupuncture in this country, you know.
Yes.
So some of them doing very well. I can see the whole professional and developing very well in this country.
Yes.
From the last 30 years, you know, when I was here starting, people don't really know much about that.
Yes.
But now you can see everywhere they have acupuncture training and from the, you know, different schools, you know, and the different part of the other countries. But some of them, maybe very few, I don't think they have some qualifications, you know.
Yes. So people who train as medical doctors can go and study acupuncture with the acupuncturist?
I think so. From the past so many years, there were some nurse and physiotherapist, but you can see some individual and doctors, they also studied acupuncture and practice acupuncture as well. Because you can see in the association, sometimes we often have some seminars and holding every year, some doctors, they give kind of acupuncture and seminars. They practice acupuncture as well. And one of my students, and she was practice acupuncture, but now she's joined one of the professor in Mata Hospital to practice acupuncture there.
Mm.
So it's on the good way to developing
yes.
in the profession, yeah.
Right. So it's actually developing now. It's a profession that's developing, and probably further training. Yes.
Yeah, Hungary, Switzerland, Italy, they are regulated. But not in here, Ireland and the UK. I think
yes.
they are going to be, you know.
Yes. I saw that you've spoken up about it in the papers, that it should be regulated.
Yes.
Now, what kind of you do a lot of acupuncture, and what kind of areas do you do acupuncture for? For instance, is it addiction? Is it gynecological problems? What is your speciality?
Yeah, I do acupuncture, practice acupuncture. I do most problems, and we do the general problems. And we do specific fertility, and we do a general problem, back problems, shoulder problems, you know.
Yes.
So we treat quite a lot of all this kind of surgical and internal, external disease or problems, you know.
Do you do acupuncture for stress? Do people come to you for stress?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, acupuncture is good for stress.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how would you go about it? Is there a plain way of explaining to listeners, you know?
The stress people, the Chinese medicine have a specific and a good part to treat patients. For example, people have stress. But you see, stress people mostly, they will be effective for, like, say, mind is too busy,
yes,
and sleeping not good, palpitations, or extra, extra. But what we do is, like, we want to make, like, a person relaxing. First, we're using heart meridians to make people and relaxing, and we're using, like, the head of the top points, and for make people have more energy.
Yes.
And we have some specific points for make people calm down,
yes,
to have good sleeping, you know, in that kind of way, and we treat that people have stress.
Yes. The person themselves can do this pressure points. You massage these pressure points, isn't it?
Massage, basically, if people have, like, kind of spots injury, shoulder back problems after acupuncture, and then you just do a bit kind of retainer massage, it can relax in the muscle. But acupuncture is do just like a different way, you know.
Yes, yes. But is there self-help, for instance, could they go home and do something for themselves?
Yeah. Self-helping, if some people have, like, slightly or kind of knowledge, they can do acupressure.
Yes, acupressure.
Points, they can do acupressure, can helping the problem.
Yes. And how would you do acupressure? Are there points in your head or in your body where you...
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do that?
And how can you press? You're using your finger, you're using kind of like... not a sharp pen or some kind of round sticks,
yeah,
to press the points, keep a few times and a few minutes, it will be do some good for you.
Yes, so that it will relieve your stress when you do,
yeah,
this acupressure by
it's
yourself.
Like a, it's like a kind of a meditation.
Yes, yeah. I suppose
it's,
you have
like
to...
a self-meditation, yeah.
I suppose you have to gather your thoughts and sit in one place and concentrate on these pressure points, isn't it? So it's a bit like meditation.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
And do you use any, for instance, special meditational techniques?
There is some special and way and to method to do that, because if you want to do like good meditation, there's acupuncture. After acupuncture, you can join some kind of Tai Chi meditation class. This is a more proper way to do the meditation. But if you are quite a healthy person and just want to temporarily, after treatment, you want to make your treatment more better, and you can do some kind of like meditation, press the points, which I was often talk to my clients to do that.
Yes. That would be very helpful, wouldn't it? Yes. Now.
Yes, it would be good.
For instance, you probably have a lot of clients who come to you. And what kind of, you know, what type of people do come to, you know, what type of client would seek your help?
Oh, they would be all kind of, like, general problems. All kind of general problems people, they can, you know, like a back problem, shoulder problem, frozen shoulder, tennis elbow, fertility people. I don't want to see fertility, and people often say infertility. It's not infertility, it's more fertility, you know, rather than infertility, you know.
Yes.
So also people have stress, relaxation, very general, widely select the people to come. Yeah.
Well, I suppose we can we talk more about it, but I think our time is up. So we have 2 minutes, is it? Or we can talk for 2 minutes more. So could you tell us, for instance, where you practice?
Oh, I'm practicing in Terenu village, in Dublin 6.
Yes. And what's your address?
My address is 58 Terenu Road North,
yes.
Terenu in the Terenyu village.
Yes. So I hope you will have more classes for people and train other people. Are you thinking of...
I have an acupuncture training school called the Shanghai Acupuncture College. We're training people for the qualified acupuncturist in the last 13 years since 2003. We have around over 100 graduates. They all practice acupuncture all over the country, and they are doing very well, you know.
And do they go to China to study it as well, your students?
Most of them, after the training, they go to China, have the hospital experience.
So they could practice it, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, if Mata Hospital has started it, it's a good sign, isn't it? That it will be more...
Yeah, Mata Hospital, one of my students and practice with one of the professors in Mata Hospital, you know, every Wednesday.
Let's hope it's regulated. Let's hope it's regulated and people can avail of it more.
Yeah, I think eventually they will.
Thank you. Thank you very much for...
Thank you very much to talk about... TCM, Transitioning Chinese Medicine. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.